just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
One is to control the mind, another is to fight with the mind. One is mastering the mind, another is repressing or suppressing the mind. One is to discipline the mind, the other is to get disciplined or controlled by mind, to remain a slave. Mind mastery is not about fighting with the mind. It's also not about repression or suppression. It is to become the master, not a slave. At present, if we look at ourselves, we will find that somewhere we are a slave, and most of the time, the master is mind. The consciousness is slave and the mind is master. Whilst the reverse should be the case. Consciousness should be the master and mind should be a slave. That is the real definition of meditation. A meditative mind is free from all the fluctuations, unnecessary waste, thoughts, memories. The moment we try to control the mind, the fight ensues. The moment we try to control thoughts, a war, a battle starts. One is body, another is mind. Mind is just the extension of body. When you sit in meditation, and we are told that you have to sit for 1 hour, what happens to the body? You are told that you have to sit in meditation with perfect stillness for 1 hour. What happens? The body is restless. You want to change your posture. You start itching somewhere. Because most of us are not used to sitting for a long time. There is so much restlessness in the body. The restlessness in the body is the extension of restlessness of the mind. We want to touch somewhere, itch, or move the hand, or crack the knuckles, or look here and there. Every small distraction distracts us. Every small happening, suddenly some voice and the eyes go there. As if somebody has forced the body to sit. The body is so restless. If nothing, we start moving the fingers, toes like this, or something or other. Why? Why this happens? If we are sitting on the floor, we want to sit on the chair. If we are sitting on the chair, we want to sit on the sofa. So everybody is always searching for a comfortable place. Even if everything is comfortable, you will keep on adjusting your shawl, or your clothes, or your position, or your chair. There is a complete restlessness. There are some souls, they sit on one chair for some time and immediately get up and sit on the another. After 5 minutes on another. Uncomfortable everywhere. Why so much restlessness? Just as a bee is buzzing, moving here and there and here and there, not a single moment it is calm. The mind is so restless, and this restlessness is the extension of the restlessness of the mind, of the body. Restlessness of the body is the extension of the restlessness of the mind. Today Sakar Murli Baba said, "You are learning to ride this boat, and boat is not just soul. Body is also boat and soul is also boat. So you are learning boating to manage body as well as mind. Mind control starts with posture. Learn to sit still. If it is itching, don't itch. Just observe, the itching will go away. Don't try to move fingers here and there. If you sit like this, just make an aim that for next 1 hour, I will not move my body. Wherever you have kept your feet, just let them stay there. Wherever you have focused your eyes, just let the eyes remain still. Don't move. Imagine a Buddha sitting, calm. Imagine a Mahavira sitting, calm. A yogi sitting, calm, undisturbed, like a statue. Learn to sit like a statue for some time and see what happens. Mind, body becomes restless. Now, with the stillness of the body will come the stillness of the mind. A mother says to a child, "Don't rush, it is... the traffic is dangerous. This is the rush hour. Be very careful." The child says, "Mother, don't be worried. I will wait by the side of the road. And when there is a gap, then I will cross the road. When the gap comes in, I will cross the road." The traffic of thoughts is going on. Wait for the gap. There are gaps in between thoughts. Let this gap increase. Practice watching the thoughts. As if you are watching clouds. As if you are standing by the side of the road and you are watching vehicles. As if you are standing by the side of the river and the water is moving. You are not water. You are not traffic. You are not clouds. You just are pure consciousness. I sit here and watch, and then the gap comes. This gap is meditation. This gap is mind control, mind mastery. Automatically, you stop. So Baba wants us to become master, to become king. The senses are your slaves. Control them, order them. This is the Divine Channeled Message of 14th July 2012. Baba is meeting children from abroad. He is giving drishti. Sometimes the children have arranged themselves in a V shape, sometimes in a circle. And Baba is giving drishti to all of them. you can watch yourself in different positions. As Baba said, sometimes V-shape, sometimes in a circle. Not necessary that every time Baba is in the center and you go from down and stand in front of him. You stand in the center of Paramdham and let him be here somewhere. And then take drishti. Baba Dada ne pehle bhi kaha hai ki sangam ke samay ka ek ek sankalp ek ek minute safal karo. Is karan man par control karne ki avashyakta hai. Ab har ek socho kitni percentage mein control hai. क्योंकि बच्चे अगर स्वराज्य अधिकारी नहीं बनेंगे तो वह विश्व राज्य अधिकारी कैसे बनेंगे. जैसे राजा ऑर्डर करता है, ये लॉ है ना, यह ऑर्डर है, ऐसे मन को भी लॉ में रखो, ऑर्डर में चलाओ. बाप दादा अभी यही चाहते हैं कि मन के मालिक बनो. वेस्ट थॉट्स पर कंट्रोल करने के लिए पहले चेक करो कि सर्वशक्तियों का स्टॉक मेरे पास है, क्योंकि स्टॉक से स्टॉप सहज हो जाएगा. यूटिलाइज एवरी सेकेंड, एवरी थॉट इन अ वर्थवाइल मैनर. ऑर्डर द माइंड, यू बिकम दिस एंड द माइंड शुड बिकम. ऑर्डर द माइंड, गो देयर एंड इट शुड गो. एंड द बेस्ट प्लेस टू टेक द माइंड इन द इनिशियल स्टेजेस इज योर ओन बॉडी. Ask the mind to go to the brain and purify it. And the mind will go towards the brain. Ask the mind to go towards the right hand and it will go to the right hand. Ask the mind to go to the left hand. Ask the mind to go towards the heart, towards the chest. Just close the eyes and practice this. Ask the mind to go to the right leg. Ask the mind to go to the left leg and the mind will follow. This is a small experiment. The mind will obey. If you suddenly tell the mind to go to subtle world, it refuses. It revolts. Because suddenly it cannot go to the subtle unless and until you are a long-term practitioner. And even further, if you tell the mind to go to the soul world, it has the experience of the gross world. Suddenly to go to the soul world becomes difficult, unless and until you have been practicing it for a long time. So best is to take it first to the gross. And the grossest thing in the world is your own body. So when you sit in meditation, sit with a thought that for next 1 hour, I will not move my body. Absolute still. Just with this thought. This one thought is sufficient to make significant progress. Just sit like a statue for 1 hour. Just 1 hour. If you can't, at least for half an hour. And gradually start increasing it. There shouldn't be any movement of toes, your fingers, nothing. Just sit with the thought that even if there are distractions, somebody's mobile is ringing, somebody is getting up and sitting down, nothing. Just sits still. This is body awareness. And then gradually move towards mind. Watch the mind. Watch the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, the desires, the imagination, the fantasies, the worries. Don't let it go into the past or future imaginations. Let it just watch. In this watching, there would be some period, some gap where there is no traffic. That time, the watcher, the observer, no more remains the observer because there is nothing to observe. The observer is lost. Because there is nothing to observe. And so the drishta becomes a mirror. The observer becomes like a mirror. And it will reflect the Supreme Consciousness. Soul in its pure form is complete, perfect. It is just a reflection of the Supreme. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you are same as I am. Your glory, your Mahima is same as mine. Your master gods, your master knowledgeful. There's no difference. Bible starts with man is created in the image of God. And you realize that you are the image of the Supreme. There's no difference. Then what is the difference? Why this restlessness? Because of the layers of soul, body consciousness, of thoughts. Remove the layers of the thoughts. Then even there is no need to say that I am a pure soul. I am a peaceful soul. Nothing. The words get lost. The speech becomes meaningless. And only pure consciousness remains. And now just sit with that pure consciousness. This is a thoughtless sort of stage. Because thoughts are below, only the awareness is there. Which is pure consciousness. Which is just the reflection of the divine. Does Shiv Baba sit and remind himself? I am ocean of knowledge. I am ocean of purity. Does he do all that? He reminds us, but does he need to remind himself? Because he is situated in his own pure consciousness. So when you get situated in your own pure consciousness, you don't have to do anything. But then this gross things, the gross fluctuation has to be dropped. Gradually you move. And just sit like a yogi. And without any effort. And make yourself very comfortable. If you feel cold, wear warm clothes. If you feel very hardness, you sit on a comfortable chair or sofa, anywhere. Don't give trouble to your body. It's a very precious body. Love the body. Love your body. That doesn't mean indulgence. Love it. Let it remain still. So when you sit, one more experiment, even when you sit for a Murli or even in this class, you can do an experiment, just take one position, now don't move. If you keep the hands like this, just let it remain like that. See how much restlessness is there. We just want to move. If somebody asks you, why you moved your leg? Is there any pain? No, no pain. Still moved. Why? His mind is restless. So much restlessness. There is no particular reason. We are creatures of habit. Just we have formed the habit. That's why we keep on moving. As if the mind abhors stillness. Be still. The most important thing is your posture, how you sit. First you still the body, watch the body, see the fluctuation of the body. And then from my body move towards mind. See how the thoughts move, flow, the influx and the outflux. Baba says in 1 second, order the mind. If you can order the mind, you can also order your body. Body, be still now. Just do this experiment. In any position you sit, and just learn to stay in the same position. Whether you are sitting on the chair or the floor or sofa or anywhere. You have kept the hands like this, let them remain like this. If you feel the desire to move, just talk with your body. My hand, why you want to move? Otherwise, everything is so comfortable. But the pain starts when you sit. The itching starts when you move. Sit. Otherwise, you are not aware of your clothes. But the moment you sit, you want to adjust your clothes. Something like that. Something or other one wants to do. But that is the first step. Now gradually move towards mind. But first, still the body. Stillness of body is important. This is the lake. Body is like a lake. And the body is continuously moving. Imagine if you are asked to sit on the... lead the yoga. When you sit constantly, you see the person is moving? Because it is a question of his yogic status. If the same person is asked and come and sit on the back bench, he will continuously move. But when he goes on the, he has to go on the stage and he does, even he will feel itching, but he will not itch. He feels like to move, but he will not. He will not even move his eyes. So much stillness, as if reached the highest stage of yoga, volcanic yoga. And it is not because we don't want, that's a real yoga. The mind is really still and the mind is really linked with God and there are thousands in front of you. But you are not seeing any one of them. And you are not even doing to impress anybody. You are really doing it. So same thing should happen when nobody is watching. That is real yoga. You just sit still without any movement. Adhishthan. This is known as Adhishthan. To sit still, perfectly still. First, practice this for 3 months. Sitting without movement. Sitting with perfect stillness. And then gradually move. At the same time now, start watching the mind. And then suddenly give it an order. Move to subtle world. Move to heaven. Move to soul world. Assume the body of an angel. Drop the gross consciousness and move as an angel. Take a technology break in between. Technology fasting. The best place to meditate is your own room, the place where you live. Just meditate. Sit. For example, when you get up in the morning, what is the first thing that we do? Watch this. What is the time? Don't be in a hurry. The moment you get up and just sit still for some time. Don't move. Start the meditation at that time only. Meditation is not you move in a hurried manner, rush, shower, dress, reach the meditation room and then the meditation starts. It should not. It should start the moment you open your eyes with perfect stillness. Even if it is late sometime, be still. Why you got late? Think of that later on. And work on that. It is not about reaching somewhere and then starting. It's about starting from where you are. Just get up and sit still. Eyes closed, no movement. So, mind mastery is about body mastery. The boat is mind and the boat is soul and the boat is your body. Just as he is QAE, a boatman, you are also Master God. Master boatman. So stilling the body, sitting in meditation without movement for 1 hour. This is the practice. At least practice 60 minutes. Sitting in 60 minutes in without movement. Even when you sit in Murli, this can be a practice. Just sit and now make a decision that I will not move my body. Sit in any movement. You can move your neck slightly, your eyes, but let the body remain stable. This is a practice. Unless until you have some medical issues, surgical issues, that's a different thing. But then you can always find some solution. Sit on a chair rather than sitting down then. Because the moment we sit in meditation, there are people who start with tingling and numbness and the leg sleep or severe pain happens. So sit on the chair or any comfortable position. But once you assume a position, stay in that position. So posture, no movement for 1 hour. Second, mind control. Watch the mind as if there are clouds, as if there are traffic, as if that is a water you are standing by the seaside. Watch them. And then there is a gap. And in that gap, suddenly order the mind. Move up. So, be bodiless. Be an angel. Be a deity. Be combined with the Father. Move out and serve the world. Or, you are the body of light. And feel that light. So, this is the journey of mind mastery. This is the journey of mind, not just mind control, but mind mastery. You become the master, the consciousness is master, and the mind is slave. Om Shanti.